all of us are very aware of the issues of fraud and scammers when we're purchasing online, and it's a constant concern, especially for those who may not shop online as often and may feel a little bit uncomfortable with it. And I know that nationally, my colleague Pierre Stardy has been leading the campaign to tackle payment scams and empower consumers. And this week, I got the European Parliament to adopt a proposal that will be, I am quite sure, another valuable tool in that ongoing need to push back on those online payment scams. At the minute, there are no checks. So when you make a payment online and your bank or your service payment service provider like PayPal, they make no check about the account that's receiving it at the other end. Now, the European Parliament have legislated that there will have to be checks, what's called a name check on the IBAN number that you're paying money into. The banks and service providers wanted to charge for that. My proposal is that this will be free, and the Parliament has adopted that, so it will be an automatic free mandatory check when you make an online payment. Now, this will only affect a certain number of payments in the near future, but the Parliament has also agreed that this will be a template for all electronic payments for people living in the European Union within hopefully 18 months or 2 years. So while it won't be immediate, it's very much coming down the road at us. And this will be, as I said, a very valuable tool, an automatic and free check on who you are paying money to, that they are the person that they are claiming to be when you're purchasing online.
And will this name check, should they come across a fraudster, will it stop the payment going through immediately, or will they be able to claim it back then?
Well, what will happen is that it will, as I said, it will check the IBAN number that you are paying money to, that it is who they claim it is. So obviously, if they're saying that they're coming from Germany, the IBAN will be able to check that they are from Germany and that the name on the account is the one with the name that's online. If it's not a match, what will happen is the payment will be halted automatically and the bank or the payment service provider like PayPal will come back and will inform you of that. And it then gives you an option of, obviously, you said, I'm not going ahead with this sale at all. It's obviously some form of a scam. So what it is it puts a brake on payments which now automatically go to fraudsters. It will put a brake on it and give and empower the consumer to ensure that their money goes no further. So, as I said, it's going to be used as a template for all electronic payments throughout the European Union in the near to mid future. And I think this is a big win for consumers and a big blow to fraudsters, because people should always be on their guard when they're making any kind of online payment. But now they have another, this will be another new important weapon in the fight against scammers.